In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. When you read the scriptures, answer every question. There are no rhetorical questions in the scriptures. Every question you must answer. Of course, you must be reading the scriptures often so that you're conversant in them, so that you know the answers. It's very important to answer every question in the scripture and look very carefully at how the Lord answers questions, because usually he does not answer exactly the question that is asked. He actually says what the question should have been. This is the case today. The ruler says, good master, what good thing shall I do to inherit eternal life? That is not a good question. That's not an intelligent question. That's not the kind of question a Christian should ask. He made two great mistakes, and the Lord points them out to him in fashion. First he says, why do you call me good? There's only one that is good, that is God. In other words, he was saying to that man, do you know who you are talking to? Do you know the magnificence, the holiness of God? You evidently don't, because you're just calling me good. You don't even know who I am. And then he also rebukes him by saying, there is none good except God. So the Lord, the man is saying, what good thing can I do? The answer is, there is no good thing that you can do. There's nothing you can do that is good enough. And besides, there's not one thing to do. The Lord says, follow the commandments. But that's not the real answer. The complete answer is, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in the kingdom of heaven. That doesn't mean that every single person needs to sell everything they have. That's not the point of what the Lord is saying. If one person takes it that way and believes it to be, then let it be so, and they will do it. But what it means is, you must love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. We shouldn't be asking a stupid question like, what good thing can I do? I can't do any good thing. But the Lord has also said in another place, what shall a man give for his soul? And the answer to that question is two answers. Number one, you can't give anything that is worth your soul. Nothing. And the other answer is, you must give everything. You must give your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind. We live in an age where everything is minimalist. People are satisfied with a little bit, being good enough. We see in our society now definitions of Christianity that are completely not according to the gospel. Basically, Christianity has been dumbed down, even among Orthodox Christians sometimes, because they get infected. We get infected with the age, with the spirit of the age. It's been dumbed down to be basically, to be kind of a good guy, good enough, especially if you're open-minded and you're not phobic and all those other kinds of things that the world tells us not to be. When actually, Christianity is perfection. The Lord says, sell all you have and you will be perfect. So the purpose of our life is not to just be good, because we can't be good enough anyway. The purpose of our life is not salvation in some kind of pie-in-the-sky way like we go to heaven. The purpose of our life is union with God. And we are far away from accomplishing that union. In fact, when the Lord gives his little soliloquy about rich man, it's hard for a rich man to go to enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And the apostles are saying, how can anybody be saved? He says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. This really relates not so much to what he just said about the rich man entering the kingdom of heaven and the camel through the eye of the needle. It's relating to what he said just previous. If thou wilt be perfect. Which one of us knows how to be perfect? We don't have any idea. We don't have any idea how to be truly good. And yet God, who is good, will make us good. What do we have to do? We have to desire. That's what's really important. If you're a sinner and you desire, God will save you. Now, some people, they're blessed or perhaps cursed to be pretty good people. You know, they don't really cuss. They don't really get angry. They don't have lustful thoughts. They're pretty stable. But if they don't have great love for God, they're lost. Then again, there are people who have all kinds of difficulties, but if they have desire for God, God will save them. This is the most important thing. It's not about being good. It's about trying to be good. You got to try to be good because of love of God. Because God is good, and we are called to be like Him. So that's why we try to be good. Not to earn anything. Nobody can earn anything. But you should have great desire in your heart. And you must cultivate this. The world says, it's good enough to do this. It's good enough to do that. Mostly, salvation for the world is this kind of bargain with God that they make. We have no bargains with God. God is our Father. You don't bargain with your Father. You love your Father. And you desire to be like your Father. And so you want to give all of your heart to your Father. That is, if you're a true Christian. This is what Christianity is, brothers and sisters. It's not about doing one good thing. It's not about thinking that you can do anything that's good. It doesn't matter how good you are. It matters if you love God and desire to follow Him. That is the most important thing. And you must cultivate this in your life. It's not an easy thing to maintain. Because the world tells you, it's okay. You're doing enough. So, read the Gospels every day. I dare say that a person who is literate and does not read the Gospels, I don't see how they can be saved. It's certainly at least as hard for them as it would be for a rich man. Because the Gospels, they teach you not just the dogma and the history. They teach you how to be, what kind of person to be, how to exist. That's what the Gospels teach you. They teach you how to think. And they change the way you think to be a godly way of thinking. That's why you must read the Gospels every day and cultivate in yourself, not an idea that I'll do this or that or the other thing to be saved, but that you'll give God everything. And then you grow to perfection. Always keep in your heart. I don't say in your mind because it's not something you think about. It's something you are. Christianity is who we are, not the things we think, not the things we believe. It is who we are that makes us Christian or not. So in your heart, remember you were born for perfection. You were born for the purpose of knowing God and being united with Him. This is an impossible task. But with God, the things that are impossible are possible. So guard yourself from this kind of minimalist thinking. You can't do anything good enough for God. You can't give God anything that He needs. All He asks of you, though, is because of His love for you, He wants you to give yourself to Him. Bad as it is, give yourself to Him. And then God will fill you and help you. Let's not have the attitude of the rich man. Let's not be that guy. Let us instead be humble sinners who want to give ourselves to God completely because He loves us, because He's our Father. And we struggle to know Him, and He will help us to know Him. And yes, you have to follow the commandments. But the following of the commandments has to be in a heart that is humble and searching and seeking God with all of our heart. And then those things come naturally. And we know many saints, they didn't follow many commandments in the beginning. St. Mary of Egypt didn't follow very many. But then when she had that moment of when she came to herself, much like the prodigal son, when he was feeding the pigs and he came to himself, she gave all of her heart to God. And look what happened. That must be our moment too. But it must be a moment, not just one moment, but every day there must be this moment when we are saying, God, I'm nothing without Thee. and we search and seek for Him and struggle to know Him. Not to be good, because you can't be good, but because God loves us and He is good. And then God will save us and we'll be perfected. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. That's what you were born for. You were born for perfection. Excuse me, perfection. And now we don't look very perfect. There's an awful lot of cognitive dissonance here because we don't act very perfect. There's a lot wrong in our hearts and there's a lot of darkness. But God said where there are, it is impossible with man, it's possible with God. This is how you'll be saved. To struggle to know God, to love Him with all your heart, soul, and mind. And God will cause you to be perfect. That's the gospel. And it is glorious news indeed. God bless you.